here on the Radio Sports page with the automatic qualifiers from Pella Christian's track and field teams. Guys, will go around and have you guys say your name for us and what year you are and maybe what event you qualified in.
My name is Peyton Ritzert. I am a junior, and I qualified in 400 hurdles and the 4x4.
My name is Noah Nanakoven. I'm a sophomore, and I qualified in the 4x4.
My name is Daniel Andringa. I qualified in the sprint mid in the 4x4, and hopefully we'll get in on time for the open 4.
I'm Levi Skelos, and I qualified in the sprint mid, open 4, open 2, and 4x4.
I'm Luke Nickel. I'm a junior, and I qualified in sprint mid.
I'm Trevor Veenstra. I qualified in discus and shot, and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Kara Veenstra. I'm a junior, and I qualified in high jump.
Guys, it's always an exciting time when you get to qualify for the state meet. What does it mean to you to be able to represent Pella Christian at the state level and go to the Drake Blue Oval and compete in the state meet?
It means a lot. Like, we can't thank our coaches enough. They're here for us every step of the way, helping us get here, and praise God that we have this opportunity to go compete at the Blue Oval.
I can't really describe the feeling, but being a sophomore, it's just super cool, and I just don't know what to say about it. It's awesome.
I think it's an awesome opportunity as a smaller school just to go to such a big meet and just compete against some of the best in the state.
I love competing with my teammates, and it's just great to go there again and win 4 events tonight. It's awesome to be with my teammates who have worked with me the whole year, and some of them for 4 years, and the coaches that have been here for 3-4 years, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it's just a great opportunity. Coaches, teammates, family, everything, it's all great. And yeah, it's just great to represent Pella Christian there.
It's a great time just to be with our team bonding. It's great to represent our school and just thank God for all the gifts he's given us.
It's a great opportunity, and it's all because of the abilities that God has given us, and all thanks to our coaches and our teammates cheering. I couldn't have gotten here without all of my friends and family members coming to cheer me on.
Yeah, and as you guys go to the state meet, obviously you guys will have your each individual goals, you know, whether that is getting first place, PR, you know, obviously everybody wants to go to state and win it. But what are some of those goals that you're setting out for yourself, maybe within an individual meet or within those team meets?
Definitely for me, working on hurdle form and getting a PR. Like, I've only been doing hurdles for a couple weeks now, so we're starting to get better at it, and hoping to go to Blue Oval and get a PR.
For me, it's always been the hurdles. It's been trying to get that sub minute. I haven't quite got it, but I'm still reaching for that goal, and I'm super close. And I just really wanted to also help my teammates in what I can do.
I think one of my favorite things about track is just how many statistics there are. And so I love just trying to get a PR in every meet I run.
I think the great thing about this team is that it's full of people who have different goals, where some of us want to get a PR in an individual race, or whether it's a PR in one of our relays, or trying to win this certain race, or just trying to qualify. And that's the great thing about this team is we all have our own goals, and it all meshes together, and it's awesome.
Yeah, I think the goal is just always for improvement, and just to encourage teammates and let them know that you're there for them.
The goal I have is probably as last year I PR'd at state, so I'd say finish in the top 8 and get 50 feet.
I mean, obviously I want to do better and get a PR, but it's also just about representing my school and God and how I am as an opponent and how I act.
Yeah, and you guys obviously be competing, you know, here shortly, you know, as you guys get ready for practices and things of that nature, and try to keep you guys in that same mentality that you had here at the state qualifying meet. You know, as you try to keep that mentality up, what are some of those things throughout practice and throughout the week that you guys had to do to maintain that form that you had here at the state qualifier?
Well, I just love competing, so keeping that goal in mind, competing against myself, competing against others to try to be the best I can be, just going out and doing my best.
From here on out, I'm just going to do my best to work hard in practice and just give everything I've got.
I think this is a time of year where we start to taper, so it's really important to take care of the things that we are doing off of the track as well as on. So things like getting sleep are really important this time of the year.
I think hydration and a really good diet is always a great thing that will improve your greatness in track or in any sport. So, yeah.
I really think just focus is really important. Like, it's easy towards the end of the season to just lose track of things and get tired, but I think just staying focused and, like, knowing what you have to do to make it to stay is important.
I think just keeping good form throughout this, not going too hard, not tiring ourselves out, not making any sore muscles, just working on form.
I think just focusing on your goals and what you're trying to go to state for, like how you want to do at state, and just working hard throughout the week.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, thanks for taking the time to talk to us about your automatic qualifications to the state meet. We're currently waiting those at-large bids, but we know for sure you guys are into the field, and thanks for joining us to talk about it, and best of luck representing Pella Christian at the state meet, you know, coming up later this week. So thanks, guys.
Thank you.
That was the automatic qualifiers for the Pella Christian Eagles boys and girls track and field team here on the Radio Sports page.